I was just chuckling, thinking the same thing when I was working at like 4:30 in the morning or so. It was enough getting out of bed and getting dressed and getting on the way, let alone having to make coffee and clean out a thermos and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, the Starbucks, it seemed like everyone I ever saw and went by had this huge line in it, and I just did not want to sit there in the line for that one. I'd go to Timmy's, or Dunkin' had some pretty good coffee too, Dunkin' Donuts there, but it don't seem like there's a whole lot of those around anymore. What else? Oh, Hardee's. Remember Hardee's? They seem to have all disappeared. I used to love their sausage biscuit in the morning. They had one in Lake Orion there. And they had some okay coffee for a fast food place. T-A-W-D.
Well, I resemble those comments, Sean, for the smart man. This is K-A-U-H-G.
Hey, Steve-O, how you doing, man? Yeah, Hardee's, yeah, there's one at on Mound Road, north of 15. That's the only one I know of anymore, and they got some cool stuff in there. I don't know that I've had their breakfast, but they've got some good-looking stuff in there. I had to try that. I haven't been there in quite some time. Good morning, Steve. What's up with you? Unfortunately, I'm just pulling in the parking lot here at work and getting ready to head in. But I'll stick for one go-round. How you been?
Well, yeah, I go through and they do some job at this one place, and they take some of the tips and buy whatever snacks and things like that. So I've kind of upped their coffee game by buying better coffee. You know, sometimes I get the clearance stuff, like the seasonal stuff that Starbucks at Kroger, you know, when they clear it out and all that. So anyway, I've upped their coffee game. So when I go over there, I make my cup of coffee. But I'm good and well. But yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about the hunting and stuff, and I just let you know I was talking to a youth ham here over the weekend. And I was just freaking here, double nick, one or the other. And he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I had to go help my dad clean his guns." I think that's what he says. So this lets you know. Anyway, this is KEUHD.
Oh, cool, Steve. I don't think we ever talked. My name's Rick over on this end of KEWOJ, and I like hearing that even more than the young folks getting on the radio. We got to keep them showing the right way to do things and keep it going there. I know it's been I guess a tradition throughout most American lives to have all that passed on from grandfathers to fathers to sons, and we need to keep that up, that's for sure. Sean Glenn.